Thank you all very much for coming. I am Barbara Lifton. I represent the 125th Assembly District. I'm here to express my grave concerns about the Department of Health's review of New York State's health impact analysis, as it's called, of Marcellus Shale gas drilling. The DOH is critically important. The DOH review is critically important because the Department of Environmental Conservation has stated that no final decision about whether or not to permit shale gas fracking in New York will be made until the DOH review is completed. It is imperative that that review be open, transparent, comprehensive, and involve full public participation. State law and regulation are clear about the reason for environmental impact statements, that the state has an obligation to protect the environment for the use and enjoyment of this and all future generations. In defining the word environment, human health is specifically noted. The statute on environmental impact statements also makes explicit the requirement to solicit comments for proposals that may significantly affect the quality of the environment. I believe that this is clearly the case with DOH's health impact analysis review. My concern is that the DOH review has been conducted in total secrecy. The public has no idea how the review is being undertaken and has never been afforded an opportunity to review and comment on it. The time allocated for the review is ludicrously short and obviously inadequate. Governor Cuomo deserves praise for promising that his administration is dedicated to open, transparent, and effective government. That is why I'm here today to make these respectful requests. There must be an immediate written public notice regarding the intent and scope of the DOH review. There must be a minimum of 30 days of public review and comment by all interested parties of the proposed DOH review. There must be at least one public hearing to allow Health Commissioner Shaw and the three outside experts to hear testimony about the proposed DOH review. These requirements are essential to make sure that the DOH review will be fair and properly conducted. Otherwise, the public can have no trust in the integrity of the proceeding. For those reasons, I believe there should be no arbitrary deadline for completing the DOH review.
Thank you. Good day. I'm Walter Hang. I'm the president of Toxics Targeting in Ithaca, New York. And since 2009, I've been compiling detailed information about gas and oil drilling problems in New York. We specifically request that the Department of Health review investigate literally hundreds of documented public exposures in New York to gas and oil extraction contamination releases. The Department of Environmental Conservation and local health authorities in Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, and Allegheny counties have reported extensive drinking water contamination, massive drilling wastewater dumping, and other public health hazards. These problems are not described in the revised draft supplemental generic environmental impact statement, and they document known pathways of public exposure that warrant attention pursuant to this review. And that's how come it is imperative for the reviewers to address all of the concerns that have been raised to date. So this is perhaps the most egregious example of drinking water contamination. This is the Perkins family. Their son was taking a shower, and oil literally shot out of the shower head. The Department of Environment and Conservation identified 12,971,000 parts per billion of crude oil in the water. That's more than 1.2%. And the allowable amount is only 50 parts per billion. That water still doesn't meet the applicable standards. Here we have an example of brine from an extraction well. This is toxic. You can see it's very heavily contaminated with oil. It also has toxic metals. It's also radioactive. This is being dumped into a brine pit that's unlined, and it's literally leaking out of the hillside and entering a stream at the bottom of the hill. In Chautauqua County, there are literally hundreds of these incidents where drinking water has been polluted. People have literally been driven out of their homes. And this completely contradicts DEC's assertion that there are no so-called completed pathways. People are drinking contamination, they're breathing it, it's literally in their homes. Finally, perhaps the biggest concern that the revised draft SGEIS fails to deal with is the problem of unplugged and abandoned gas wells. So the Department of Environment and Conservation has identified 5,046 of these wells, and they provide a direct pathway from oil and gas-bearing formations to the surface. Many of these wells have been leaking for decades. There's no money to clean them up. And this is an example of how a leaking well has basically polluted an entire wetland. So the bottom line is the public is being exposed to gas and oil pollution. No one knows what their health concerns are. No one's ever investigated this thoroughly. And that's how come this Department of Health review has to be comprehensive. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Sandra Steingraber, biologist at Ithaca College. I saw some of you last Thursday when I was here to announce the launch of Concerned Health Professionals of New York, an initiative of doctors, nurses, and environmental health researchers. Concerned Health Professionals was launched in response to the secrecy of the ongoing DOH review and the exclusion of New York State's own public health experts in that process, and Governor Cuomo's rejection of our unified demand for a transparent, comprehensive health impact assessment. Not knowing what documents the three outside reviewers have been asked by DOH to review, we've created a website, concernedhealthny.org, where we've uploaded peer-reviewed studies, reports of our testimonies, and letters to serve as a repository of our many concerns about the consequences of fracking for public health. Since last Thursday, we've also uploaded an 8-minute video message to the three panelists from New York's leading public health physicians, three of them, two nurses, the founder of New York Breast Cancer Network, and myself, an environmental health researcher. In this 8-minute video, we speak directly to the three panelists about our most urgent concerns. These include radium and flowback fluid, diesel exhaust and its link to breast cancer, impaired birth outcome of newborns. We see signs of that emerging in Pennsylvania. None of these concerns appear in the last iteration of the SGEIS. We have no idea if they are in the current one or are part of documents pieced together secretly by the DOH. Okay, can I just say that this is crazy? Scientists and doctors creating videos and websites funded out of our own pockets to get information and data to our colleagues out of state because collective knowledge has been entirely ignored by our government. But it gets even crazier. On Thursday, we learned that draft regulations were being released. And on Friday, we learned that three outside reviewers, in whose hands the fate of millions of New Yorkers now lie, are being paid for 25 hours, 3 days of work. 3 days. You cannot even read all the literature on fracking's health effects in 3 days. So what should be a linear, deliberative process of decision-making whereby first we investigate cumulative health impacts, how many New Yorkers will get sick or die if fracking comes to our state, and then we fold those answers into a larger EIS that examines if said impacts are acceptably mitigatable, and then if we demonstrate that they are, the results become the foundation for regulations. That linear process has been twisted into a pretzel. The regs are out, and we can comment on them, but the SGEIS is not out, and the health study, which should be its basis, isn't even done, and it's being carried out in total secrecy. And, oh, yeah, today's the reported deadline for the receipt of the outside reviewer's review based on unknown scoping and 3 days' work. So that's not just irrational. That is surreal. In 20 years of serving on state and federal advisory panels and watching science get turned into policy, I have never seen a more shameful process. The scientific process behind the decision to frack or not frack in New York is befitting a third world dictatorship, not a progressive democracy. The process by which the state of New York is evaluating health effects must be opened up to public scrutiny and input. We must have public hearings. We must define the broad spectrum of pollutants associated with fracking, document their fate in the environment, identify pathways of human exposure, and investigate long-term health consequences. Until the public health community of New York, until that happens, the public health community of New York will raise our voices in objection. The governor's process has been anything but transparent. It feels to the public like a series of reactions by attacks to the fracking industry. It's alarming for the administration to attempt to rush the enormous amounts of work that have to be done in the next 85 days. We hope that they will step back, We insist that they will step back, see the dangerous path they are on, step out of the back rooms to engage the public and New York scientists in keeping their promise to follow the science. Thank you.
I'm Roger Downs. I'm conservation director for the Sierra Club Atlantic chapter. Earlier this summer, environmental groups and the industry alike were briefed on the potential final ESGEIS and the regulations. Our primary concern then and now was the paucity of research, data, and mitigation in the ESGEIS on the potential fracking impacts. And we were told that in spite of this fact, that the medical terminology and public health concepts in the ESGEIS, they were all like a de facto health study. That, in fact, the DEC claimed that they had gone forward and removed all potential exposure pathways. Therefore, there would be no impact to study. We asked them, that seems incredible. And so they listed a number of things that we would see in the final regulations. We would see green completion. They would put a ban on flaring, no flaring to the atmosphere of impure gas. It would all be collected in pipelines. There would be at least 3 monitoring wells put in for every well drilled so that we could monitor in real time effects to groundwater. They said over a dozen mandated site visits and technical investigations would be put in place, and there would be emissions controls to reduce air pollutants to virtual zero threshold level. They also said that they would essentially ban hazardous chemicals in fracking fluid. All these either are absent in these revised regulations or they're severely backtracked on. Now, they may say that this is in the ESGEIS and they will do it through permitting conditions, but the public does not have the benefit of these permitting conditions. They don't have the benefit of seeing the ESGEIS, and they're facing a 30-day public comment period in which they're going to have to comment on these regs that have virtually no context. The solution is simple. We need to go back. We can't have fracking regulations without an environmental review to base them upon. We can't have the environmental review completed until the health study is done. So we really need to focus on the health study. We are calling upon the DEC and the DOH and the governor for an immediate written public notice regarding the intent and scope of the Department of Health review on fracking. There must be a minimum of 30 days for public review and comment by all interested parties, the proposed DOH review. And there's got to be at least one public hearing in which we can invite health experts, those involved in industry occupational safety, to brief these 3 experts, these panelists on fracking, and Dr. Shaw, so that we know whatever health review goes forward, it is done with the most information and transparency. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Mayor Matt Ryan from Binghamton, New York, the so-called epicenter of the Marcellus gas play, if it ever comes to New York State. Everywhere I go on my daily duties as mayor, people approach me and ask me to continue the fight against an unproven industry. They express their concern that they do not trust the process and that big gas and oil interest will buy their way into our communities. They are cynical about the process, as well they should be, especially as we look at the latest inadequacies of the DEC process regarding the health impacts of this process. Coming from an area that has suffered from the legacy of industrial pollution plumes, they are all saying, basically, "Dear Governor Cuomo, please do not put the cart before the horse. Governor, we need you to make sure that this is an adequate and comprehensive health impact study, and this must be completed before any other step of the process moves forward. To do this would make would obviously take some additional time, but is completely necessary if you want the public to trust this process. So to reiterate what everybody's been saying here today, we have to step back, and we ask the governor and DC to make sure that first there must be an immediate written public notice regarding the intent and scope of the DOH review. Second, there must be a minimum of 30 days for public review and comment by all interested parties of the proposed DOH review. And third, there must be at least one public hearing to allow Health Commissioner Shaw and the three outside experts to hear testimony about the proposal of the DOH. I liked what Dr. Steingraber said. It's just insane and almost surreal that these professionals who have been contracted for 25 hours each, that's what their contract says, aren't going to listen to the public, aren't going to listen to the experts, aren't going to see face-to-face debate under the proposed path forward that the DEC is now following. It is absolutely absurd. So we're asking the governor to take a step back. We're asking DEC to take a step back and do this right so the public will have integrity, feel that there's integrity in the process as we move forward. Thank you.
Aren't you pleased, though, about that there is going to be a health study? I mean, that's something that I think Brooks had wanted, was to have a health study conducted. Is that not the issue here?
If I may, the problem is that the health study is being conducted completely improperly. The public can have absolutely no faith that this health investigation will be thorough, that it will be done properly. It's been done completely in secret. No one has any idea what it involves. I mean, this just is not acceptable. That's why we're here, to send a clear message that everything that's been done up until now is unacceptable. We need to start this health review all over again because it's so important.
Are you talking to the Cuomo administration, DEC, DOH, and what have they told you?
I've been communicating with the DEC.
I'm talking
to their legislative liaison.
And
they really haven't, I really haven't gotten a response from my concerns. They were giving us the options that were in front of them, and they obviously chose this 90-day extension. And more than that, I haven't heard. I've sent them my press release the other day telling them how concerned I was about this, and I have gotten no response.
Did you ask them if you could see the health data that they're looking
at? I asked them for contracts. I can't say exactly whether I've asked them for that. I asked them for the contracts and what was going to be reviewed. They said, we're not doing that. The DOH is handling that. You'll have to call DOH. I've called DOH and asked them for the information they have, and I have not gotten anything substantive back.
Could I make a key point? This entire review is about the health impact analysis in the revised draft supplemental generic environmental impact statement that has received withering criticism. That document has been out for about a year and a half. There's no question what the provisions of that health impact analysis are, and we've all rejected it. The Environmental Protection Agency has said it's completely inadequate. So the bottom line is, you know, we need a better process to be undertaken at this time. And as Roger Downs noted at the meeting, they basically said there is going to be no public exposure. You know, there's going to be no way that people can get sick because our regulations are going to be so great that we're not going to have any problems at all. Well, that's exactly what they've been saying for years, even though there are documented instances by the hundreds and thousands. So we need to basically restart this process, address all of the concerns in a meaningful way that have been raised up until now. But the problem is that the Cuomo administration is seemingly rushing ahead to try to adopt the rulemaking before the ESGEIS is adopted, before this critical health review is adopted. And that's how come I think we're all basically saying, stop. Let's try to get a better process in place so that the public can have confidence that any final health review, any final ESGEIS, any final rulemaking will be worthy of public confidence and decision-making.
Joe, and just to answer your question about whether we're happy, we're appalled at the way this process has gone forward. The most important part of this whole thing is the public health, and it's almost like it's an afterthought. That's the way this has all been treated, and that's just not right, and that's why we have to start over.
We've been asking for the health review from the beginning. Right. It should have been part of the initial scoping document. It's a crucial issue. It wasn't there in the first set of comments. I can't imagine. I know it was in my comments. I'm sure many others saying we need a health study here. And here we are at the very end of this process after all this time saying, well, we're putting some stuff somewhere, scattered throughout the ESGEIS, and some outside experts are going to come in and look at it. None of us are going to see it. This is not acceptable, transparent public review for environmental law in New York State for such an important issue as fracking that clearly poses great risks to New Yorkers and their health.
Are you going to try to push for a moratorium again in the legislative session?
Well, we're saying there should be a continuing de facto moratorium. My position, and many people here, is that the SGI should be withdrawn. It has to go back to the drawing board. This is yet another instance where that SGEIS was flawed from the beginning. It's continued to be flawed. The process continues to be awful. It is not transparent and open. And that certainly means that there should be a continuing moratorium as long as that document is, as long as those studies are being done.
I went on a surreptitious visit to a drilling pad in Pennsylvania just on Friday. And I just started asking a couple questions of the tour guide. The industry tour guide, and I said, what about all the untapped wells? And he admitted, oh, that's a real problem.
I said,
unplugged wells, I'm sorry. Unplugged wells, and he says, yeah, that's a real problem. He goes, I said, so what do you do with that? And he goes, well, the landowner's responsible for making sure those are plugged. And I go, so that migration down in Franklin Forks, maybe that had something to do with finding a pathway into other ways into people's water. And he said, well, I'm not commenting on that. But it's clear that the DC doesn't have the track record that they claim they have coming into this whole process. We've proven that's wrong now. And that's essentially why we're asking for at least the health impacts part of this to start all over again, if not the whole SGEIS.
And keep in mind when you do a health impact study, it's not simply reviewing the data that is available. It's also taking a look at the gaps in the data. The data is being held hostage by federal exemptions that don't even require the name of the chemicals. We don't have emissions data. We don't have monitoring data. We don't have exposure data. And so what we need to know is if these panelists and the DOH itself are paying attention to the gaps, which is a pool of ignorance, behind which we are hearing signals of harm coming from other states where horizontal hydrofracking is going on. To get that data out, for example, of Pennsylvania, could require a subpoena process by our Attorney General to get the data that we would need to fairly evaluate the health effects. Is that process going on? Almost certainly not. But we have no idea what these outside reviewers have been tasked with doing, what the scope of their work is, and what kind of report that they're going to turn in. And yet the fate of 19.5 million New Yorkers depends on knowing the answers to those questions. We spent 4 years looking at the effect of hydrofracking on roads and trees, and we're spending 3 days looking at the health effects for the children of New York. Not acceptable.
I just want to point something out about what Barbara and Sandra have said. It was in 2008, in October 2008, that Wes Gillingham from Catskill Mountain Keeper testified at NCON hearings, the first NCON hearings on the gas drilling. That was almost a full year before the SGEIS came out. We asked for a comprehensive health impact assessment and have been pushing for that since then. The DEC has totally avoided that question and then tried to make some people happy by pushing this inadequate review. And the two things that they just said are really important in this process. That's been avoiding the issue that health impacts happen, and we need to figure out how that will affect people of New York.
Could I close by noting that just since last Thursday, more than 2,500 signatories to a coalition letter to Governor Cuomo have requested that he terminate the rulemaking proceeding, and they also restart the SGEIS to address all of the concerns that we've voiced today. So we've been trying to work with DEC and governors for 4 years now, and I always say it's like talking to the Sphinx. You make the requests, you make the information available, and you get no response back. So we're fighting very, very hard to protect the health and environment in New York, and we trust that these concerns will be addressed. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.